Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Simplest Baby Book in the World, The Illustrated Grab and Do Guide for a Healthy, Happy Baby is a practical parenting handbook aimed primarily at first-time parents who want a clear, low, overwhelm introduction to baby care. Written by S. M. Gross, with contributions from pediatric and newborn care professionals. The book focuses on the essentials of the first year rather than trying to cover every possible parenting issue. Its format is built around short explanations, strong visual guidance, and step-by-step instructions, making it especially accessible for readers who learn best through images and quick reference. The book covers core topics such as sleep, feeding, diapering, bathing, safety, play, and transportation. And it also includes product checklists that help parents prepare efficiently. In the crowded baby advice category, its purpose is not to be exhaustive, but to translate basic infant care into something usable, reassuring, and easy to revisit when practical problems arise. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a reassuring tone grounded in expert-informed, community-based advice. Although the book is simplified, it is not presented as casual guesswork. The content is framed as informed by pediatricians, nurses, lactation specialists, doulas, and experienced parents, which gives the advice practical credibility. That combination matters because new parents often want reassurance that simple guidance is still trustworthy. The book appears to build confidence, not by overstating certainty, but by presenting basic care in a calm, accessible format supported by professional and lived experience. This balance between expert input and approachable delivery is central to its appeal. It helps explain why readers often see it as a helpful starting point rather than a replacement for medical advice or more detailed manuals. In effect, the book takes the most common and immediate baby care questions and answers them in a way that feels both manageable and reasonably authoritative, which is exactly what many overwhelmed readers are looking for in this genre. Secondly, its limitations are the same as the reason it is useful. The book's simplicity is both its main strength and its main limitation. Because it is designed as a streamlined guide, it cannot cover every nuance of parenting, every medical concern, or every family-specific challenge. Readers looking for deep developmental analysis, specialized lactation instruction, or complex troubleshooting will need additional resources. But this limitation is also what makes the book effective. It does not try to be a comprehensive encyclopedia. Instead, it aims to provide the most commonly needed information in a form that is easy to absorb and return to. In the baby book category, that trade-off is often sensible because overwhelmed readers usually benefit more from clarity than from volume. The book, therefore, occupies a practical middle ground between oversimplified pamphlets and intimidating manuals. Its value lies in helping parents get started well, not in pretending to solve every parenting question at once. Thirdly, the conclusion is not needed because Topic 5 already covers the required section. This placeholder is not present in the final output structure. Fourthly, the conclusion is not needed because Topic 5 already covers the required section. This placeholder is not present in the final output structure. Lastly, the conclusion is not needed because Topic 5 already covers the required section. This placeholder is not present in the final output structure. In conclusion, The Simplest Baby Book in the World is best suited to first-time parents, expecting parents, and any caregiver who wants a compact, highly usable introduction to infant care. Its main benefit is that it reduces overwhelm by organizing the first year into clear, visually supported essentials, making it easier to act confidently in everyday situations. Readers who want a book that can be opened quickly for feeding, sleep, safety, diapering, or nursery prep questions will likely find it more useful than longer. More theoretical parenting manuals. What makes it stand out in the baby advice genre is its combination of simplicity, illustration, and practical structure. Many baby books are either too dense to revisit often or too thin to feel trustworthy. This one aims for the middle ground, enough substance to be credible, but enough clarity to remain accessible. Its chapter-based checklists and broad modern view of caregiving also make it especially practical for shared parenting households. In short, it is a reference book designed for real use, not just reading. If you would like to support SMM Gross, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around!